Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, we're here with Chido Ouzier. Chido, how was your offseason, man?
It was beautiful. You know, got to obviously train, you know, get better at my craft, and then see family, hang out with my friends, and, you know, really reset.
You know, a lot of people talk about the jump from year two to year three, because sometimes there's a little bit of a sophomore slump, not for everybody, and you certainly kept going up incrementally. But year three, that's the takeoff year. Are you feeling that?
I mean, shoot, that's the goal. You know, especially as a team, you know, we definitely have a big goal, always the Super Bowl, and, you know, I feel like all of us, we just got older this year. You know, a lot of the guys I came in with my rookie year, you know, we got into a new defense last year, and now, you know, we're starting to become those veteran guys who's telling the younger guys and, you know, really becoming comfortable. So, yeah, we're trying to take off. That's the plan. Yeah.
So we just posted a video where your good friend Jordan Lewis went and played Drini, the Madden champ of the world. And without knowing anything about it, how do you think that went?
Come on now. Jordan's some doo-doo. Now, I'll tell you what, the first time Jordan came and we played Madden, I beat him by like 50. So if the Madden champ was here, I know he probably did some crazy damage.
So how do you think you'd do against the Madden champ?
If you give me five-minute quarters, I think I could, you know, probably be within 14, 21, maybe. Well,
are you the Madden champ of the Cowboys?
I'll tell you what, I used to be. Last year, I definitely was, but they got this youngin', Chris Westry, who's pretty good. But he'd be cheating. He'd be knowing all the plays and, you know, audibles and doing all this crazy stuff. But pure, like, stick work, user ability, I think I got it, for sure.
Do you even know who this Drini or what's his name?
Drini.
Do you even know who this guy is?
Yeah, I do know him. He came here last year, and he got to play a couple of the guys. So, yeah, I didn't get my chance at him. But, shoot, if he come by, you're going to have to see me.
So you're not intimidated by this guy. Ben, was Jordan intimidated?
Well, Jordan's cool as hell. So he, just like Chido, they're both cool. But he was humble.
Uh-huh.
And so he wasn't talking trash.
Okay.
He really was only talking trash to you, really.
And he wasn't even there.
And you weren't even there.
What?
Yeah, and it wasn't bad trash. He was just, I said, are you the best in the Cowboys locker room? He's like, nah.
Okay,
he was downplaying
okay.
It. And, then I was like, are you the best video game player or something like that? And he was like, well, Chido does have a big ego.
Yeah, big ego. I just come up in the conversation. So that basically answered your question, that Chido's the best video game player on the team. Okay.
Right, you're saying it's more about his insecurity and not your big ego.
Definitely, definitely. You ask him a question, I'm not around, he thinks about me. It's beautiful.
That is a beautiful thing. Okay.
I'm camped out in his head.
I want you to think about your coach, Chris Richard, for a minute, all right? And I want you to describe what he has done for you since he arrived here at the Cowboys.
He instilled, you know, just the technique and the mechanism, how I prepare, everything that I do basically as a corner, you know, has come from Coach Richard, because, you know, the year before I was probably playing safety and corner. In college I was playing nickel, corner, safety, all of that. And, you know, last year was the first year I actually had to really just play corner and go throughout the full year. So, and obviously we're in his defense. So I think Coach Broussard has helped my game tremendously, helped my mind tremendously, and helped me as a man tremendously as well. Yeah.
It seems like he's really good at keeping up the intensity. Like, how is that one of his specialties? And if so, what's so great about the way he does that?
He loves the game. You know, simple as that. You know, if you have passion for something, if you really love it, you're going to show it every day. And, you know, Coach Broussard does that. You never see him yawn. You never see him check out. You know, he's always present and, you know, sometimes too present, you know, as a player. But, you know, he definitely shows that he loves the game every day. And, you know, we appreciate him for that.
You just made me feel bad because I've yawned like 7 times today. Now, not during this interview. I've been very alert during the interview.
You love it.
I love it. Okay, so by the way, it's your quarterback's birthday today, right? Did you sing to Dak or give him a birthday hug or anything like that?
I just did in the beginning of practice. I gave him a little birthday hug. So, you know, made it sure I showed him love.
Are you a greeting card guy?
Depends who it is. You know, in this day and age, we got social media. I'll toss him up on my Instagram story.
Okay.
You know, show him some love, something like that. Yeah.
But you're not big on a handwritten note?
Mother's Day for my mom, Father's Day for my dad. But other than that, nah.
Ben is good with handwritten notes.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think it's a lost art. I don't think people do it enough. Like, if you got a handwritten note from, like, are you a Nike guy by chance?
Yeah,
you're Nike. A Nike guy.
Yeah.
If you're Nike reps, like, hey, Cheeto, man, I just want to say thanks for all you do. And goes to the trouble to, like, write cursive?
Yeah.
That's old school. You would be like, dang, okay.
I would actually do that. Yeah. I really appreciate that. Because people don't do it nowadays. And, you know, nowadays they just have a whole paper, you know, typed out and then just have your name handwritten or something like that. Yeah. So personal note, yeah, that's pretty good. Unless you can see it in person. That's my thing. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to write you handwritten notes to thank you for doing this.
But
I like that.
What receiver in the league that you've gone against talks the most trash?
Talks the most trash? That's a hard one.
Why? Because so many do?
Not many do. Some showboat a lot. And I would say, I think Golden Tate. He showboated a lot.
Okay.
Tate?
Game. Yeah,
Tate. Tate.
Golden Tate.
Tate.
How are you spelling that?
T-A-T-E.
Now, no N?
Nah, no.
Okay.
And
no
the
N
golden.
Now, okay.
Golden.
The golden.
Yes.
Tate. Yeah. Tate. Okay, so what about you? Because you've got great trash-talking game.
Yeah.
So do you start talking to them? Is that a part of your game?
If I make a play, you know, I may say something. Or if I feel like they're pushing off or holding, I may say something. So that's probably as much as you get. Unless they try to talk to me, then we can have a little battle. And I'm pretty sure no one wants that. So, you know, my mouth could get going.
What wide receiver do you think has the best handwriting in the league?
Handwriting?
That's a good question.
If I had to guess, I probably wouldn't guess a big receiver because their hands are probably big, you know, can't grip the pen right.
Right.
Maybe Tyler Lockett. Kind of smaller guy, clean with his routes, maybe clean with a pen.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So what did you do during the offseason? Like, you talked about some of the things you got into. Yeah. What was the favorite thing you did?
The favorite thing is I went to Thailand.
I went
to Thailand with my brother and sister. We went for like 2 weeks, kind of just unplugged, had no really connection to America, was just out there enjoying life.
Did you eat anything crazy, like a tarantula sandwich or anything?
See, I was told to, but I couldn't do that to my body, man. I love my body too much, so I just stick to the, you know, the fried rice, you know, the pad thai, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
what was the best outdoorsy thing you guys did in Thailand? Because I know it's where it is. I'm assuming it's island life, but I really don't know much about it.
Yeah, so, you know, there's plenty of things to do, but one day we actually canoed. Rode for about an hour in the middle of I don't know where. We saw a lot of mountains, and then we went to this little cave and we rock climbed.
Oh, cool.
Rock climbed up it, got a nice view, got back into the canoes, rode, and then we saw monkeys.
Nice.
And then it was a great day. Then we just sat on the side of this beach, like I don't know where again, and you know, it was beautiful. We were just eating, you know, their cultural food. We were all, you know, in the water, and you know, it was a beautiful thing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it
Man,
was cool.
I feel like you guys are going to be really good this year. Mm. I mean, you're a smart guy. You're looking at this going, we're going to be good. Do you have to be careful not to have any quotes out there? Like, or do they talk to you as a team? Guys, don't be talking about the Super Bowl or don't do this. Because it seems like it'd be easy to talk about considering you look around. There's not a lot of weaknesses, if any, on the team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more about just our team goal. And, you know, we're going to be upfront with our goal. That is our goal. It's the Super Bowl. Not saying that we don't respect – the game or how to get there or anything. That's where we want to be. So, and we're trying to say that we're willing to put in that work to get there, basically. So, we know we're a good team, but we got to have that edge. And I think this first day was a little sloppy, everybody kind of getting those jitters out, getting their feet under them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to, get to where we were last year and then get better on that and keep building off of that. So it'll take some time, but once we do, we're going to hold on to it and keep going.
You mentioned that you're a vet now, right? You're three. And there's some guys that are edge providers, right? Like, I think a Tank that way. Ben and I talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Are you one of those guys now?
I think the DBs, in general, we just kind of bounce off each other energy, We have a lot of different types of guys. As y'all mentioned, Jordan, y'all know him, how competitive he is. And then Byron, goofy self, how he is. And then, you got X and Jeff, who are kind of the quiet, humble guys. When they say something, it's usually funny. So, we all, bounce each other, our energy off each other. And I think we, come out with a pretty good product. So we always come out here pretty fired up.
Who's the fastest guy on the team?
Tavon.
How many yards are we talking though?
Okay, well,
if we saying 10, I'm taking myself.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
First 10 yards.
And who's second in the 10 yard dash?
And I don't really. I'm looking forward. I'm not looking behind. Right? Right.
How could you
I'm
know?
How could I know?
Right.
Yeah. But if we going like 160s and stuff, I'll probably give it to. I would say between Anthony Brown, Reggie Davis, Tavon Austin, and CJ Goodwin. Those would be my top four.
What about the new dude, Johnson? I thought he was a flyer, the new receiver.
Jonvay Johnson, have you seen him?
He blazed. He for sure blazed, but haven't, what I'm saying? He has to prove it. Those guys, I've seen it. I've raced against them or played against them, so I haven't really gone against Johnson yet to really feel his speed.
So. All right, so I know you guys had a lot of – we just got started, but during OTAs, the offseason, have you seen a lot of Dak? Because everybody's talking about he's more accurate. He's throwing the deep ball more accurate. Mm-hmm. Is all that on point?
I definitely think so. Y'all know how Dak is, how much he put into this game, how much he prepared. At this point in his career, so young, but everybody already knows that, he's going to put in that work and he's going to always try to improve his game. And, I've seen it in the offseason. Obviously, our team has OTAs, all that stuff. And then when he go on the field, he doesn't turn over the ball, that often. So that's one thing as a defense that we really appreciate about Dak. And, I think he's, right on point right now.
What part of California are you from?
San Jose.
Okay, so you spent time in Cali, mm-hmm. You spent time in Dallas, now you know how hot that gets, and then you spent college years in Colorado.
Yeah.
All right, so me and Ben both, big Colorado people.
Yeah.
So let's look 15 years into the future. Everything's gone swimmingly for, let's say 20 years. You're going to be one of these guys that plays forever. Are you going to live in Cali, Colorado, Dallas? Where are you going to live, man?
That's a hard one. My whole thing is there's a big Nigerian community in San Jose, California that I grew up with, so it'd be kind of hard to leave, but it is expensive as hell out there. So Texas would be a cool spot to stay. So definitely between those two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever get to hang out with Jerry Jones? Have you ever spent time with Jerry, gone at dinner, drinks, anything, hung out with him in the helicopter, anything at all?
Monopoly?
nah, not too much. I think the most was probably his Hall of Fame party or when he throws parties and we just all in the same space and we all dancing and having fun, stuff like that. Nothing too, me and him type stuff.
Well, it'll get there in your next contract for sure. But if you were to describe Jerry to somebody who's never met him, how would you describe him?
Infectious. He just has that type of, he step in the room, whatever mood he in, you in. So if he talking about something serious, you gonna lock in. And if he's really jubilated, if he happy, you gonna be happy. If he's sad, you gonna be sad. So really a personality that just really touches others. Really.
Who's the dude outside of your position group you're most likely to hang out with?
That's a hard one. Outside of my position group.
Does that mean you only hang out with your position group? Y'all are a family.
Yeah,
what, maybe LP?
Nah. There's a lot of stuff that me and LP probably don't share in common. But, I funk up. I'm saying he older than me. He had a family. I don't. Right, I'm chilling. Right. So I'm single. All that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little different. But maybe I hung out with Amari. We play a lot of chess. We played basketball together. Trying to think.
Is Amari a good basketball player? Uh-oh.
I ain't going to answer that.
Oh, man. Is he good at chess?
Oh, yeah, he definitely good at chess.
Is he good at Fortnite?
Don't know. I don't know.
Have you been getting on the sticks? Do you play? Have
oh,
you?
Yeah. Okay. I've been on the sticks. Yeah.
So what video games have you been playing mostly?
Yeah, I know I'm a 2K. I'll be on 2K, Apex Legends.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the new game I've really been on.
Tell us about your ratings. What are your highest ratings on 2K that your created players?
94. Okay. 94, got Elite 3 in the park. Pro Brown in the wreck, so I'm legit. I'm really legit.
And what position are you and everything?
My main character right now is a pure post scorer. Pure post.
Okay.
Yeah, I just be handling dudes in the post, so abusing myself.
Okay, I want to try something interesting here. Let me have that right quick, Ben.
All right.
I'm going to hand you this microphone.
Yo, yo.
You got a few minutes. I want you to interview Ben right quick.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Ben. Ben. Yo, what's the deal? We're here with Ben Rogers. This is Chittle Bay Woozy, 105.3 The Fan. What brand shirt is that?
This is a FootJoy shirt, but it's got the Windstar World Casino logo on there. The Windstar World Casino right up the road. And we have to throw little cards every now and then, go up there, play some golf. Have you ever played golf?
I do not play golf, but this is an interview for you. So I'm going to ask you the questions. So you like to gamble a little bit?
A little bit, just all right. A little bit.
Just a little bit. When's the last time you've been to Vegas?
It's been a while since I've been to Vegas. I have been there. I pretty much just go to that Texas-Oklahoma border. I haven't been in Vegas in a while.
A while. So if you were to be in Vegas, what would you be doing? Would you be in the circus or the casino? Would you be going to the shows? Would you be in the streets? Would you know what I'm saying? What you doing?
Man, I'd probably be at the blackjack table, man, blackjack. Losing all my money,
exactly.
Texting my wife, apologizing. Be sure to let me back in. Don't change the locks.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'd probably be at the blackjack table.
Okay, yeah. I'm also a blackjack player, but I can't really say that with confidence because I lose my money too.
Okay, good.
So,
hey, Chito, turn around for a second.
All right, what's up?
Okay, so you're doing a pretty good job.
All right.
But Ben's got a lot of controversial things that have happened to him. Really focus in on some of that stuff and see how he handles
things.
It.
Yep. Have you been in the news lately?
No. Most of the controversial stuff I've done has been off the record. People haven't found me out yet.
So this is an interview. We want to talk about those type of things. You know, there's nothing holding you back. You know, you can just let loose. Anything controversial in the past? How many years of your life have happened?
All right, I got one for you.
All right, what's up?
See if you can guess who's older, me or Skin.
I went straight to the beard. Hair. That's actually a hard one.
Because we're both older.
I'm pretty sure y'all probably like 3 years apart.
Who's older and who's younger?
You have the younger feel. But I think it's a trick question. So I'm going to say y'all the same age.
Pretty much.
He's 6 months older than me.
See?
Yeah, well
okay.
Done.
Okay. Hey,
well
man.
Done.
Cheeto, I do this.
How old do you think we are?
Y'all trying to really do me
dirty. No, I don't care.
No, we don't care.
All right. Yeah. 36.
Man, it's like he's trying to pick us up or something.
48.
Oh, shoot. I thought I was right.
Well, do us a favor. Since you wrap it up, just say, tell everybody who you are. This is for the Ben and Skin Show, and throw it back to the audience. We'll let
Hey, man, it's Cheeto. You know, chilling here at camp with my boys, Ben and Skin. Man, y'all have a great day, great evening, great night, whatever y'all doing. Be safe. Keep it legal. Peace.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.